Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. 1 week away from the NFL draft, the Giants taking a look at all the quarterbacks again and private workouts and all of that. I mean, if you just follow the crumbs being left by the beat reporters, they'll tell you, hey, you know, they're looking at all these quarterbacks. They want to make sure that they're prepared if they're around, or they want to trade out, or if somebody drops and they want to trade back in. But whoever the Browns don't take out of Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, the Giants are going to take. That's what the most beat writers are saying. We talked about Art Stapleton last week basically saying that it's Abdul Carter. Abdul Carter puts out the Lawrence Taylor picture. I mean, it just seems like that's where they're going to go. And if Shador drops significantly and they want to trade back in, then you hear Joe Shane talking about value, which I just, if he's a bust at 3, he's a bust at 17.
Correct.
That drives me crazy. If you don't believe in the guy, you don't believe in the guy. You don't draft him at 3 to draft him at 21. And I've heard the other arguments. I'm sorry. If he's drafted at 3 or he's drafted at 21 or you trade back in, he falls all the way down to 32 and you trade back in the first round. Even if he drops into the second round and you use your second round pick, which is number 2 in the second round, if you use that on him, he's expected to be the future at that position. You don't use a second-round pick that high and a guy who's going to sit there and be the backup quarterback forever. So if you don't like him, you don't like him.
Yeah. I would think anybody that takes him, whether it's the Giants, the Jets, the Browns, whatever team takes Shador Sanders, you're taking him because you're expecting him to be the quarterback for the next 10 years whenever he does wind up going under center after, I would think, sitting for a little bit. But, you know, the one thing that it seems like this foregone conclusion that Cam Ward's going to the Titans, and I imagine that that's going to happen, but I also wouldn't be stunned if there was a big trade up at the top, if there was a trade with the Browns, if there was a trade with the Giants, you know. That's where I always talk about. We discussed this ad nauseum leading into it, and yet everything can get turned upside down on its head, you know, at about this time next Thursday, or at, let's say, 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. next Thursday when the draft is about to start. So there's still a lot of variables in there. The one thing I would say is, you know, for everyone that's going to talk about this generational talent in Abdul Carter and this unbelievable Travis, I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm not saying they're right. But it's not like we haven't done that before with guys, and they don't turn into generational talents or even great players. In some cases, they're out of the league because of injury, or they just never. I mean, we've talked about the names before. There is no lock, and there is not, especially in this draft, there, you don't know for certain that anybody is going to turn out to be anything of significance in the way we're thinking of them. I think I don't like always drafting for need. You know, because sometimes people will draft for need instead of best available.
Well, unless you're a team that's like missing a piece.
Right.
And you're about on the cusp of being a Super Bowl team and you draft for need.
And that's where I was going to say it depends on the situation you're in, the team that you do have. I mean, I've said this for literally 2 months. If I'm the Giants, I am taking Sanders at three. I've heard from enough experts for the last year telling me how great this kid is. There are still some that still believe that whoever gets him, you are going to get a great player at that position, which the Giants sorely need. And I've also seen the experts that are out there saying he stinks, he shouldn't even be drafted in the top three rounds. I am laying firm with my claim that if I were the Giants, I would take the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, just with all the negativity around Shador and what I believe is going to happen, then what I want to see at this point is Abdul Carter with the third pick and then Jalen Milroe somewhere later in the draft. That's now where I'm at because I was someone who was like, they're going to draft Shador Sanders if he's there. They're going to draft if he's there. And now I've been fully convinced that that is not going to happen. And I like Cam Ward a lot more than Shador Sanders just from watching all the stuff and prepping for the draft, all the highlights and everything. It's just you could kind of tell he's just it seems like a better player just watching him. But did you see Cam Ward's going to the Titans?
I'm sure he is.
But did you see, this is the reason why. So he was asked the top four.
Oh, the running back thing?
No, top four NFL wide receivers.
Oh, okay.
He was asked the top four NFL wide receivers. His answer, number one, Calvin Ridley, who plays for the Titans. Number two, Ja'Marr Chase. Okay, yeah. Number three, Justin Jefferson. All right, yeah, makes sense. Number four, Treylon Burks, who plays for the Titans. So he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going there. But you also don't know that if a team comes knocking and will give you 17 first-round picks to move up to number one, I mean, things do happen. But yes, yeah. I certainly expect him to go to Tennessee.
Yeah, and as I mentioned before this morning, if you miss anything, go back on the free Odyssey app, or you can use the chapters function, whatever you'd like to do. I don't think that there is, at this point, there doesn't seem like there's going to be a player that either the Jets or Giants take that's going to have an impact on this season enough that's going to make them a good team.
Do you think there's a pick that's out there? I mean, you know, 3-7 is pretty high. Do you think there's a pick that will have any type of reaction, like when the Giants took Daniel Jones when they took him? Because that reaction was not good from them. Not everybody. There were some that were like, oh, you got to see this kid at Duke. He was really... Most Giant fans were like, what? Do you think there's anybody out there, or do you think there's a situation that either of these two teams stay where they're at 3-7 and they draft someone that we are completely cockeyed looking at the TV screen? Like,
no.
You don't think so?
No, we won't be cockeyed looking at the TV screen. The Jets have a better chance of doing that because there would just be too many players that the Giants would be passing up on. But the Jets are going to take the best offensive lineman available at that spot. And I would be surprised if it was something else. Now, if they went tight end, okay, that wouldn't surprise
me. That's
out
there, yeah.
But if, you know, if they ended up taking a defensive tackle that most people had going in the second round, you know, and they take him at seven, then I would be totally surprised. But I don't think that happens. But it's just, I think you can get excited a certain way for the Giants. I don't think you get excited at all for what the Jets are going to do in the draft. I think damn near impossible.
If they're going to try and I hate to use the word safe, but if they're going to go the safe route and try and build this thing in the trenches, as they say, it's not a sexy and exciting draft, but it could be one that sets them up for a long time the right way. And we saw, you know, as bad as they were last year, there were times before the Foschino injury where you started to see him really play well, to where you didn't even know he was on the field because he was doing his job so well. And you get the sense that if you do that the right way, that maybe you're set up to win. I hate to say this, but maybe you're set up to start winning next year. It's not sexy, and it's not exciting, and there's no buzz around the team when you do that, but it doesn't mean it's not the right thing either.
Yeah, and I think, you know, look no further to, well, okay, got to look at the Broncos and what they have done because Muji was there, but you also have to look at the Lions and how they built their team. And, you know, they picked two guys, and I know he was hurt last year, Hutchinson, but they picked two guys who severely, or three of them, I'll give you, and one of them wasn't even a first-round pick. But the picks of Penny Sewell, the pick of Aiden Hutchinson, and the pick of Amon-Ra St. Brown turned that franchise around just as much as anything else that they did. They also went and drafted Jahmyr Gibbs. That was more of a draft-for-need situation because they were stacked in all these other places, and that turned out to be a really good pick. I mean, he might be the best back in the NFL next year outside of Saquon Barkley.
To be fair, though, they also got very good quarterback play from a guy that when they made the move for him, I don't think anybody expected Jared Goff to play as well as he has.
Yeah, but they also had the offensive coordinator who apparently had the pixie dust. And he played better in Detroit than he ever played with Sean McVay. So we'll see. We'll see if he's the same guy with Ben Johnson gone. But yeah, they got great quarterback. They got great offensive line play.
Yes,
there's people that
for sure.
There's Giant fans out there that say, hell, if Daniel Jones got the offensive line play that Jared Goff got, maybe Daniel Jones would be as good as Jared Goff has turned out to be, which I don't necessarily believe.
Well, you don't have to necessarily believe it because we saw it. The Giants got very good offensive line play for the first 6-7 weeks of the season last year. Andrew Thomas played really well. Mm-hmm. When he went out, things fell apart, and they weren't good when they were getting good offensive. They had games they should have won, like the Washington game for sure, but that did not translate into wins just because they got good line play like we thought would be the case.
Yeah, I just, at this point, with the way things have shaken out this offseason, it feels to me that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are in impossible situations. And I like both of those guys. I really do, and I've defended both of them for a while. I mean, Joe Shane's first two drafts, terrible. His third one was really good. His fourth one could be really good, but I just, like, a season, if they do what I think they're going to do, which is draft Abdul Carter third overall and then find a quarterback later in the draft and then have Russell Wilson and or Jameis Winston lead them to a 6-win season and you don't see that young quarterback at all next year, they've got no chance of sticking around.
I wouldn't think so, no.
Absolutely.
It's got to be better than 6 wins.
No chance.
It has to be.
They knew that, too. And by the way, let's not forget, for everybody that's still trying to make a case that the Giants... Now, you think the Giants would draft Shedeur Sanders. You don't... You think they should, but you don't think they will, right?
No, I think they are.
Really?
I'm standing firm on I think Shedeur Sanders is going to be the number 3 pick.
Well, I'll tell you that the Matthew Stafford thing and the pursuit of him and how aggressively they pursued him makes me think that they don't like Shedeur that much to take him at 3.
Maybe. I've been wrong many times in my life. I'll probably be wrong again. I just go back to the amount of time they took this season from everything I've read, making trips out to watch him, the Pat Shurmur connection, the level of, or let me rephrase that, the lack of buzz surrounding this team, which they do not have and have not had for years. The fan base is bored with them. I think to me, it's twofold. You bring in someone that has a lot of promise. And again, I'm only going to go with the experts that like him because there's plenty that hate him and think he's going to stink. I think you bring in a kid that comes in with some moxie, comes in with confidence, has the proper mindset and the headspace that can handle anything that's thrown his way. And I think it all of a sudden reignites a fan base that has been dead for literally 5 years.
Yeah, and you know with Shedeur, I've always said that I think his personality is not a problem at all, and I don't think that Deion's going to be a problem at all either. But it's funny how everybody's looking for a way to drag him down, whether it be, he's had the meetings and, he was disrespectful and didn't seem like he was into it. Did the one quarterback's coach at Deion Sanders figured out who it was and then went and talked to him. Or the, he's wearing a hood in the Kay Adams interview. Meanwhile, Travis Hunter said the thing that was the most annoying thing that either one of those guys has said that bothered me the most.
And no one says anything.
No one really cares.
Correct.
Which is, I'll quit if I don't play both ways. Like, essentially saying that. Like, I'd rather not play football than only play one way.
Which, by the way, we know would not be the case.
Right, of course. But still, I mean, that to me is worse than anything that Shedeur Sanders has said or done.
I really believe that much of the hate that he gets comes from his dad being his dad. I really do believe that.
Well, you're also flashing the watch and the driving of the Maybach.
Fine. So he's a stupid kid being stupid. Right. Fair enough. He's also, when has he said dumb things? Yes, he has. He said many dumb things. But he's also had some really good press conferences, some really good interviews. And if you, I don't know, I like the kid. I don't know why. It's not like I sat there and watched Colorado football last year. I didn't. But I've certainly watched enough of his sessions and interviews with the media. And I don't know. He comes across as a very headstrong, confident kid that I think the Giants would benefit greatly from having.
Yeah, I don't see what I saw like from Jaden Daniels last year or his last year and winning the Heisman. I don't see what I saw with Cam Ward, who may or may not be a good quarterback. I have no problem with him coming into New York. Like the Jackson Dart thing, like Jackson Dart played at the same high school as Zach Wilson. And a guy who grew up in Utah cannot come in and be a savior of a New York team. I am sorry.
Yeah.
You just, it's not, like it's, and you could say, well, what about Phil Simms in Kentucky? Totally different. We're talking
different
about
time.
The South growing up on a farm. We're not, I mean, you cannot get farther away from New York in this country than Utah. Mm-hmm. You just can't. And then be a young kid to come over here and then get spit out into New Jersey to save one of these two franchises. It's damn near impossible.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
And the other thing, and this is maybe this is the bulk of it for me. I really and truly believe that one of the biggest, all these kids have talent. They all can throw the ball. Maybe some can throw it a little further than others. Maybe some process it a little quicker than others for sure. And that's certainly a big case. But I really do believe that if you can't handle being here, you can't play here. And we've seen it time and time and time again. Guys that have had talent that just don't handle it here well. And then, as we've seen in some situations, do. And I just think he's a kid that will be able to do it. And he will create an excitement around a team that they haven't had in a long time. And he's been a winner. And by the way, a 75% completion percentage last year in what was some are saying was a bad year now. I draft him at 3. That's what I would do.
Viv in Weston. What's going on, Viv?
Jerry's right, and not because of the fan. It's because it's their only chance. It's Joe Shane's only chance to save his job is to draft Shador and hope he has a promising rookie season. Because, like you guys said, if Russell Wilson or Jameis Leland is 6-7 wins, they're gone anyway. So their only chance is Shador Sanders to give some hope and have him stay.
And yeah,
they're drafting for their job.
Yeah, Viv, I don't agree that's their only chance. I'll give you another scenario that I would appear that would keep their jobs. If he somehow plays in this season and looks great and looks like he can handle it, that'll save their jobs. But another way is if Russell Wilson and or Jameis Winston can take this team to the playoffs and Malik Nabers has another amazing year and Abdul Carter is the defensive rookie of the year, then they would also keep their jobs. Because then Joe Shane will be like, listen, I drafted one of the top 5 wide receivers in the league and a kid who's going to be an elite pass rusher here up here. And we just made the playoffs. So that would be another route.
Yeah, it would be. But, you know, I mean, the Giants made the playoffs a couple of years ago with Daniel Jones, too. I mean, I think what you're saying is accurate. And that goes to looking at what the team actually looks like on the field, even if, and you're saying lead them to the playoffs. So what if they went 9-8, didn't make the playoffs, and those things happened? I mean, that's another good example of them looking different, playing better, being relevant, and being alive in December, which has not been the case. And where John Mara's been, as he has said, I better not be standing here with this same feeling, meaning a dead team. That building, when we were at that game in October, not November, not December, that building was dead in the second quarter. And there is no way that anyone will convince me that John Mara wasn't up in his suite just stewing, simmering, and furious. I mean, people were booing in October.
Yeah. I mean, then they all left. And then
Remember what that place looked like in the fourth quarter? They were they were doing the Eagles chant.
Yeah. I mean, that's at that point, I just went on the other side and just was there with the Eagles the rest of the time and was hanging out with Big Dom.
You need someone with an attitude to come change this crap.
Yeah. I know. I agree. And I've been saying that about the New York Jets for the longest time, too, and more at the head coach position. But I believe that they don't think Shador Sanders is going to be a good NFL quarterback. That's where I think we are right now.
If that is what their belief is, then you will get your, what you said, in Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter for sure. Or they trade out and trade back a few slots and you know, get some sort of a haul to make more of an impact in the draft. But we'll see. Thank God we're a week. I can't stand talking about it anymore.
Yeah. And the crazy part about it is it seems to somehow change. Like, am I to believe that the Giants don't know who they're picking right now? Come on.
No. I think they very much have every inclination of drafting the kid they're going to draft.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Chris Lopresti has been in here hiccuping the entire show. It's been going on for 2 days. Many concerned listeners have reached out. You haven't tried lots of these remedies that people have given you, but there was one who guaranteed 100% success, and he said that if you hold your nose and your ears at the same time and then sip water through a straw, it will 100% cure your hiccups. You did that last update. Where are we at with the hiccups?
Zero hiccups since.
Really?
How about that?
Now, I've had long gaps of nothing, so it could just be that.
What's the longest gap of nothing since it started? A few hours?
I haven't put a clock on it.
What would you say? Like, if you got to, it's 9:20, if you got to noon, would you be like, you're good?
I might start to feel confident.
Okay.
We did a joint birthday party for my sons yesterday at one of these jump places, and I feel like I had a long stretch where nothing was happening.
Yeah.
Well, my guy's Jason Jackson.
That's right.
Yeah, but he used a 5-year-old straw. No hiccups. He's going to get hantavirus, though.
Well, right, exactly. I mean, those trampoline parks, man.
Yeah. I've talked about that many times. That is
it was quite
so
a scene
germs.
Yesterday. Germs, a lot of people, spring break.
Yeah.
Dual party. We had, our crew was, between both boys, about 40 kids alone. So, yeah, it's an interesting couple of hours.
Coming up some cash for that party.
No, actually.
For 40 kids?
I mean, considering some of the other options, I think it was pretty reasonable.
All right, good
for
you.
We kind of were steering them in that direction.
Nice. Yeah.
Couple pizzas.
More than a couple, but yeah. Pizzas. Yeah.
There you go.
A couple of Jersey Mike sandwiches and,
perfect.
There we go.
Cake. Perfect.
Cake. And everyone went home happy.
All right. So let's see if this remedy did work.
Yeah.
I'm nervous for you, actually.
It's amazing. I did that. So many of these suggestions are based around drinking water in an unorthodox way.
Yeah.
So this one we tried. There's a bunch of others if it doesn't work. So, we got the guest bartending. I hear bitters and lemon is apparently one that will do the trick.
Bitters and lemon.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a shot.
Sounds all right.
The guy was like, you're bartending tonight, right? I'm like, yeah.
There you
go. Got one tonight. You and I have Saturday.
Yep.
So.
And where are those?
Shots. Tonight, we are at Dowling's in Roselle Park. Myself and Pat Boyle from 7 to 10 o'clock. Jerry, as we've discussed, we've got Pool Ave Bar in Hazlitt on Saturday from 1 to 4. And then next Saturday, the 26th, the day after Al's event, I will be at Duffy's in Staten Island, also from 1 to 4.
Look at you.
You get around, man.
Well, I mean, listen, the last thing I need is, you know, we had a lot of momentum. We did great with fundraising, but things have slowed down expectedly, right? There's been
people have done a great job.
Yes. The last thing I need is Boomer, like, you know, what have you been doing over the last 6 weeks, numbnuts? Why hasn't that number moved at all? So I'm trying to get a little bit of a push to the finish.
I like it.
Doing a lot of hiccuping, not a lot of fundraising.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
All right, cool. So we got our golf. Yes. You say something?
No, I'm good.
Oh. And we got the, and we'll play golf in August.
Yes, that's going to be awesome.
Nice gentleman.
Yes.
So very good.
Charlie, who really is going to great lengths to take care of us, which is nice.
Cool.
So,
hey, you got over $20,000.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to make a push and see if we can get to 25.
What was your initial goal?
Like 7,500, I think, something like that.
So you blew that away. That is phenomenal.
Well, not just me. I mean, with...
Well, whatever. Boyle, I'm just saying, $20,000 is not to sneeze at.
Well, we added multiple guys to the team who are listeners who've done a great job of fundraising on their own.
Yeah.
Marash went and helped out Boomer with his event. That was at least 1,000 right there.
That's great.
Boyle's been active. So, you know, we're plugging along.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. What do we have in sports in moment of the day?
Brought to you by ServPro, cleanup, restoration, and construction. Visit ServPro.com. Yeah, some stuff we haven't gotten to. Fun play in last night's Yankees 4-3 win over the Royals. Top six, Michael Garcia on first base. He was 37 of 39 stealing bases last year, so the Yanks decided to pitch out. It was still a bang-bang play with Anthony Volpe picking the throw from catcher Austin Wells.
1-0, lighter deals. Runner does go. Here's the throw. It's a pitch out. Throws down low. Volpe. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
A one-hop. He was able to grab the one-hopper and tag the runner. Got him before he got to the bag. Must have been by a millisecond.
And tagged him right in the face.
Sure did.
All in one motion. A subtle, by the way. I don't know if you caught it there. From Susan there on the throw.
You know, I did miss that this time around.
Real quick for you.
1-0, lighter deals. Runner does go. Here's the throw. It's a pitch out. Throws down low. Volpe.
Oh, there it is. I got it.
Worried when she saw the low throw, but Volpe took care of business there. Dave Sims and Mike Francesa and a little Susan here on the fan last
night.
Or
she was sipping water with her nose and ears blocked. Maybe she could have been doing that as well.
That's very possible. Aaron Judge at the go-ahead homer in the seventh. Fernando Cruz, six-out save. Cody Bellinger with a big assist on that. The great lunging catch in right field to end the game 4-3 over the Royals. Clark Schmidt, 5 2/3, 3 runs allowed, making his season debut. A lot has been made of the chilly weather to begin the season, frigid, miserable conditions.
Well, Jazz Chisholm mostly.
Jazz Chisholm, Aaron Boone. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, Chisholm's the one playing, and it seems like every time the media talks to him, he's talking about how cold it's been.
Yes. Well, Clark Schmidt's not having any of that line of thinking.
In the field, it's chilling tonight. It's okay for you?
Yeah, I mean, you got to get used to it. That's how it is in October. So, I mean, it's good to get back out there. As long as I'm out there, that's all that matters.
Season dance.
Touch the money.
There. Yeah. I guess a little.
Yeah.
Though the regular season now does extend into that first weekend of October. So, you can get away with that.
Listen, they better make the playoffs.
Yes. I think that is the goal, and that is the hope. So they get him back. Obviously, they're hoping to get Luis Gil back at some point, but it's going to be a little bit longer than they originally had hoped with that high-grade lat strain. So they had a follow-up MRI exam this week, hoping to get a green light for him to begin throwing. But the exam, while it showed healing, not enough healing yet to
not
resume
yet.
Throwing. So at least another 10 days or so for him.
Okay.
Also from last night's TV broadcast, which was on Amazon Prime, he had Kay O'Neill and Cone. Excellent pop culture reference from Cone here as he was teed up by O'Neill.
Coney, I can't see you on the mound being real patient if your pitch comp didn't work, huh?
Yeah. We'll do it live. Let's do it live.
Throw some fingers down, would you?
Go all Bill O'Reilly on you.
Which allows me a quick chance to play back one
which
of my
is fun.
Favorite clips.
You watch these guys all the time. I feel like I watch them enough. I feel like, just my opinion, this year, they have kind of taken it up a notch in terms of the conversation, getting away from nuts and bolts baseball. They've become more of a, I don't know, it seems a little, and better, by the way. I think it's been better.
Yeah, I mean, I like that because there's so much downtime in baseball.
For sure.
Not as much as there once was now that we have the pitch clock. But yeah, it's nice to show off a little personality. I think Cone has it more than O'Neill. Maybe when they get together, it comes out
it's
a little bit
pretty,
more.
It's been pretty, yeah. I would
also
agree with
had
that.
A cramp in the,
I saw that.
The video. It's not for radio, but the video was funny. Yes. Him hopping around in the booth. In any event, Bill O'Reilly many moons ago trying to pre-record the end of his show and having a lot of trouble with
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a I can't do it.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. F*** it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. F***ing thing sucks.
One of the old time.
The guy that releases that has to get fired, no?
Thing. I guess.
Or do you think it's planted and they do it on purpose
for the years and years later, though? You know, when it was released.
I think so. It's still on YouTube, but the only part that I wish they would have included after you get the audio, the raw audio, and then after he finally gets it together and actually does it and records it just fine, you know, like all in one motion, they zoom out to that wide shot where he stands up looking like a college basketball coach, rips off his suit jacket and yanks his headphones out, and he's chewing somebody clearly even more enraged than he was in that clip. But there's no audio.
I mean, I actually think that's funnier, though, because we got the really funny audio, and then you see him flipping out with no audio. Yeah. I think it makes the ending of the thing even more special.
I suppose.
But unfortunately for me, every time I hear or see anything Bill O'Reilly related, I just go back to me stick shifting him in the Islanders. Oh, yeah. That's all I think about. While you were playing that, that's all I was thinking about, how horribly awkward that was, where I went to shake his hand. John Ledecky introduces us. Do you know Bill O'Reilly? Bill O'Reilly, you know Gio? Oh, yeah. Hand out. He didn't move. Fist out. And I just grabbed his fist and I moved it up and down.
Doing the claw.
Yeah, and then that door opened and my wife looked at me and she goes, I said, that was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen you do since I've known you, since 2010.
Speaking of fist bumps, I didn't notice this Sunday as Rory was doing his walk off the green at Augusta and embraces his wife. And someone had some numbnuts there in the patrons. Is reaching out for a fist bump as he's got his arms wrapped around his wife.
That's surprises right you. There too.
What are we doing there?
Did you see the Jordan Spieth ball tap?
Yes, that was excellent.
Oh boy,
yeah,
that was very subtle too.
Definitely was a little in pain. Oh, he was like hunched over.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah,
and then he was smiling after Jordan. It was clearly there was not an accident.
No. Definitely not. Yankees raised tonight 1-4 at George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. As the Yanks will play the role of the visitor there. Will Warren opposed by Taj Bradley. Pregame coverage underway 6:25. Not to shortchange the Mets, but it was a day game. They did lose the series finale in Minnesota to the Twins 4-3 in 10 on a walk-off for Ty France. Back home to host the Cardinals tonight. Griffin Canning over his illness is set to start. Is it Andre Pallante? Pallante?
Let's go with that.
Or St. Louis. It's amazing, Jerry, how many guys. I used to know everyone.
Not anymore.
And I'm like, who are these guys?
I asked you. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? Last night.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
I woke up this morning. I'm like, who?
Yes.
Okay. I love when Boomer will look at me as some reliever on the Padres. I'll be like, Vincente. I'm like, what do you go with that? Look at me for.
Well, I feel bad about this guy from St. Louis. It looks like he's been around a couple years, and he's 2-0 with like a sub 2.5 ERA. So, you know, we'll see how he does tonight. First pitch, 7:10, Odyssey Mets Radio. I haven't even mentioned the NBA play-in games this morning. The Mavericks beat up the Kings 120-106. So that sets up a game with them against the Grizzlies for the 8th seed. And you have the Heat over the Bulls, 109-90. So Miami will face the Hawks for the 8th seed in the East. Knicks Pistons, game 1, Saturday at the Garden. OG Anunoby got his taste of MSG playoff life last spring. Now that'll be the case for the likes of Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns. OG, though, says you can't really prepare for it.
Josh said that the playoff atmosphere, obviously electric at MSG. Is there any way of communicating that to the guys who haven't, played in that atmosphere yet on this run?
I think you don't know until you experience it. You can tell them that no one actually gets into that. I've gone through it,
he says there at the end. Maybe don't tell Julius Randle that, though, unless he's more referencing his injuries
this
here.
Was interesting.
So played in 15 playoff games for the Knicks, but missed, of course, all of last season's run because of injury. So now, as his 6-seed Timberwolves get ready to face the Lakers beginning Saturday as well, here's what he had to say earlier this week.
I'm excited. You know, this is one of the few times, probably really the only time in my career, I feel like I have a chance to really play for something. So I'm excited, and just my comfort level with coach, the coaching staff, with the team, just everybody is special here. So
bizarre. Is he nuts?
The only thing I can think of is he was compromised in a number of those playoff series with the Knicks because of injury that he actually was
but still
in.
Playing on a team that had a lot to play for.
Not that first year in the Hawks series
where
he didn't have the supporting cast and he had a miserable series. But the 22-23 season when they got to, the second round again?
Mm-hmm.
But he had, an ankle? I forget. He has so many injuries. But he played, but he was clearly at less than 100%.
Yeah, that's the Miami series you were talking about.
So if I'm just trying to think along with what he means there, if he wasn't taking a subtle jab at the Knicks, I'm not sure, but it didn't sound great.
No, I mean, I think he's taking a jab, totally.
Well, there you go.
Because he would have referenced the injuries.
I mean, you know how things are with clips on social media.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if there was further context to that. So I don't want to totally slam him, but.
I mean, it's.
He'll be fine.
It would be a slamming thing.
It's just fans that didn't care for that.
Well, if that's what he meant, that's disappointing.
I would agree.
You know,
I would agree.
Because what you're telling me now is this either sour grapes or you're telling me now you didn't think the team had a shot in winning? That's not good from the guy who was basically the heart and soul of that team for a while until Jalen Brunson got here.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Oh, well. That's why I wanted to play it for you. All right. Scottie Scheffler, defending champ at the RBC Heritage in Hilton Head, which begins or is already underway now this morning. But he was talking Masters Sunday. He had the jacket they give out for this event. They did the whole cannon.
It's like that plaid thing that they
wear.
Yeah,
red so one. Basically, yeah. You're the defending champ. You're going to do some media. So here he was talking about the Masters this past Sunday and his involvement in that final round and just what it's like contending in a major in the final round.
On Sunday, yeah, I was in the tournament. It takes a little bit out of you, but I think the adrenaline you get from actually winning the tournament is a lot different than getting close. You know, I'm sitting there in 18 fairway last week, and Rosie's was at 10 under. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going at this pin. You know, I'm going to try and hold this. And then he makes it, and you're like, okay, well, tournament's over. I lost.
And then as he continued, you know, he's usually pretty even-keeled and kind of soft. Maybe a little more caffeine than normal for Scotty. I'm not sure.
And you're kind of sitting there, and I'm like, didn't win. Yeah, lost. Whatever. And I just look at Teddy, and I'm like, all right, Teddy, well, I guess I'm going to aim at the middle of the green now. He's like, yeah, aim at the middle of the green. Let's get out of here kind of thing. And if I, like, for instance, if Rosie misses that putt and I hole it, huge adrenaline rush and a huge adrenaline rush and it takes something out of you, you know.
I'm not sure I've ever heard him speak that fast. He's tongue-twisting himself.
Neither have I. Very soft-spoken, I mean, usually, and boring.
Now, I mean, if he didn't say Teddy there, who was referencing to his caddy, I would have thought, is that really him?
Right.
Didn't sound like
him. Or like AI version of Scheffler.
Yeah.
So he's making all these comparisons about the adrenaline rush. In Leighton, did you happen to see or could you guess what he compared that adrenaline rush to?
Sex.
He wouldn't have done that. I'd maybe seeing holding his kid for the first time.
Okay, let's see what direction he went in.
Kind of like the adrenaline rush you get from getting arrested. Like that takes some time. And
it's pretty good out of him.
Yeah, that is good.
I mean, like, showing some personality. Like a different side of Scheffler we normally don't see there. So I enjoyed that.
Do you think at all the ratings thing that he saw with Rory and then Bryson and Bryson's personality and all of that stuff affected him in some way for the first time ever where he's like, you know what? I'm going to joke around a little more.
Maybe.
I'm going to show a little bit more because I won two Masters and those ratings were flat because everybody thinks I'm boring. And I mean, it's a stretch because Scotty seems like he's going to be himself, but the fact that he was that energetic
and
into it.
Maybe this got him in a good mood. I don't know.
I mean, we got him in a good mood. We had to up at the Travelers, and he was still, like, leaning back in the chair, just, like, laughing at us.
Yeah.
Totally. Hiccup.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I felt it coming.
All right, fingers down the throat now.
Yeah, you got to make
first
yourself puke now.
All right.
That sucks. I'm sorry,
that's
man.
Okay. I'll figure it out. I'm not too worried about it.
Oh, no.
God.
At 100% guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so now we can call this fugazi.
Four or five people said it was 100% guaranteed. Not just on the calls either. My Twitter mentions.
Really?
It works every time. All these different.
This is back with a vengeance now, too.
Yeah.
It's not even just back.
Yeah.
Just set yourself on fire. 100% guaranteed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. That'll cure the hiccups. It'll kill you, but yeah, it might cure the hiccups. All right. We got to get to moment of the day. The Devils did lose to Detroit. Detroit 5-2, but their playoff spot is locked up. Good news for them. Dougie Hamilton was back last night as they get ready to face Carolina in the playoff. How about first game in over a month? He played almost 24 minutes last night, so good sign for him. And the Devils, you got the Rangers and the Lightning tonight at the Garden, the swan song for the Blue Shirts, and you've got the awkwardness now with Artemi Panarin and the story from The Athletic with allegations of sexual assault, and the Islanders are in Columbus to take on the Blue Jackets. All right, let's get the moment of the day before my hiccups really get out of control. You see what I mean, though? You go for like 20 minutes, no problem, and then all of a sudden they just bang, come right back.
You know me as someone who is an exaggerator, a ball buster, all of these things.
Yeah.
I am actually, like, take that away for a second. the fact that it's doing this in the way that it is, where it's going away and then coming back violently. And it's been going on for 2 days.
It's kind of mean.
Like, I honestly, I'm legitimately concerned for you.
All right, well, I'll get it looked into.
If you're still hiccuping on Saturday, you're going somewhere.
Let's be fair. You might have to deal with this tomorrow if your boy's not all healed up from the flu yet.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I understand. So.
Anyway, right out of the gate this morning, Jerry was talking about some of the medical issues he has to deal with and procedure he's got coming up, you know, prostate, bladder issues, things of that nature. Eddie relishing in it, and of course, Al's favorite, penis talk here on the show.
You know what's unbelievable is Eddie is someone who doesn't like violence, and when he hears certain injuries, like, he will cringe. Or if we play, like, you know, Hunter Wennerstedt gets hit with a line drive last night in the Mets game.
Yeah.
You know, that video, he won't be able to look at. But when you're talking about this thing going into your urethra, he's just hitting drops and laughing hilarious. In there. Yeah. That's the one that gets me. All this other stuff doesn't get me. And all that stuff gets him. And
this is your penis.
Right, so now he's just jiggling in there, having a great time with the urethra can. I don't understand it.
Because he's working.
Make it make sense.
Because he's working, that's why.
When are you going to do this?
Next few weeks.
Oh. A man went in for surgery, and the surgery was botched, and he was left with a one-inch penis.
Imagine waking up out of your anesthesia to find that out.
No.
Yeah, everything went well. You're gonna live, but you got a 1-inch schween now.
No, I don't want that to happen.
Oh, that's gotta be a lawsuit.
Nor is it not surgery, so I'll be fine.
Okay. All right, very good. So we are 1 week away from the draft, Jerry.
Yeah, that's a bad one. Could you imagine that?
Having 1-inch penis?
Yeah.
I have no idea what that's like, Jerry.
Yeah. I've got double that. So don't look over here. Twice the size of that 1-inch penis. What I'm packing.
That's when 2 times 1 ain't so great.
Yeah.
That's bad math. That's what that is right there.
Yeah. Well, CeeLo, you've made it through.
For now.
You've done an amazing job. Battling.
I'm going to do some of these bitters and lemon shots tonight, I think, at the bar with Boyle.
Do some of that.
See if we can reverse this here.
Shove your hand down your throat.
Right. Got to do that.
All of these things.
Vomiting. Sure.
Yeah.
You just got to bend over upside down and drink the water from the opposite side of the cup. And
try it.
Do a handstand and you'll be fine. Every time.
I would try everything.
Yeah. All right.
And then I would go to the hospital.
I still think sprint.
Oh, yeah. You said that and someone did. They said do some wind sprints back and forth. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine.
I agree.
All right, CeeLo, we may see you tomorrow.
If not, I'll see you Saturday.
Hopefully.
All right.
You better show up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know, with the CeeLo thing, just the last thing I'll say, that last time I had the hiccups and knock on wood here, because now I'm feeling like, even though it's not a contagious thing, I feel like now I'm going to, like, this is going to happen.
You're going to get the hiccups?
But the last time I had it, it was for hours and hours and hours.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, hours and hours and hours.
Well, I would tell you to not
think about it.
I got to stop thinking about it. Yeah, because
stop thinking about it.
I feel like you try and talk yourselves into things in the wrong direction, too. I shouldn't say you try to, but you feel like you're
There is like a self-fulfilling prophecy thing that is gone on. But I mean, there's other things like, you know, we talk about, it's funny because we talk about the manifesting in a positive way and how we feel like that doesn't work, but I feel like manifesting in a negative way has worked
when it happens.
But I'm like, we think we're getting the flu.
Well, but time out. That's not manifesting anything. That's having a 6'6" giant in here sneezing and coughing at us for 4 hours.
Yeah, but we feel more fine than me right now. We're okay right now.
Right now. Let's see how we're feeling Saturday. So I'm telling him to sprint to get rid of the hiccups, to get the heart rate pumping really fast, and then walk and then sprint again. I think if you do that several times, he'll be fine. That's what I always do when I get the hiccups for, you know, longer than I. Has there ever been anything else where you've got like a goofy way to get rid of it? And what I'm thinking of, you ever get like when you go in a pool and you get water in your ear and you just can't get rid of it?
Yes.
So this is one of those times where YouTube was great, where I couldn't take it anymore. This went on for hours and hours. Or everything I did, you know, banging your head, nothing's working. So I go to YouTube. How do you get rid of, you know, water in the ear, swimmer's ear? I had a video, and he, of course, it couldn't have been a 30-second video where he just shows you. He's got to walk you through all the steps, you know, how it happens, why it happens, and then the setup. And in the end, all you do is you get next to the bed, you're sideways in the bed, and you just basically sideways, head first, ear first, just plunge onto the bed, and it knocks it right out. So I did it, and it works like a charm. Has there anything goofy that you've done?
Yeah, but it didn't work. So I had a clogged ear, and I didn't know what it was. And it like 2 weeks ago, I came with a clogged ear, and I started freaking out again because there was another thing that I had couldn't get rid of. So I'm thinking, like, what was it? Could it have been earwax? So I bought. Ever see the earwax candle?
No.
Yeah. So there's a thing where you stick it in your ear, and you lay out. So I was laying out on a deck, and had a candle that's got a pointy end stuck into my ear, burning, you know, letting off smoke, and it's supposed to get the earwax out of your ear, and it didn't work because that's not what...
Who gave you that idea?
It's like a thing, man. I'm telling you. It's an earwax candle is a thing. But it wasn't earwax that was clogging my ear.
So it was just, so all I did was like an idiot burned a candle on my ear.
I'm having a tough time with this one. So the opposite side of the candle where the wick is burning on the other side.
Yeah.
Goes into your ear.
Yeah.
You lay down and light the candle.
Yeah, it's like a you know how a bugle, like a bugle corn chip is?
Yes.
It's like that, but larger, right? So you stick the pointy end into your ear and then you light the top of it on fire.
At one point, you're laying there, are you realizing I look like jackass?
I remember being really angry because I was trying this. And it was like, I was living with my parents at the time. I was probably like right after high school. Maybe I was commuting back and forth to Hofstra at the time. And I remember laying on their back deck and then just being like my mom's out there trying to light the candle. Yeah, like trying to light the candle. And then I'm like, will you just light the goddamn thing already? Because I'm laying outside like an idiot. Yeah. I remember just being mad. And then
that is the most bizarre sight in my head right now.
And then it's burning and burning. And then, you know, I get up, it didn't work. And I was even more pissed. I was like, I'm just wasting my time laying on a deck, burning the candle in my ear. That doesn't work.
Did the candle, like, drip down the side
and get
to your skin?
You would feel some of that. It wasn't that bad, though, but you would feel some of it, yeah.
All right. Wow. Yeah. At least in my case, it worked. Yeah. I might have looked like a lunatic, but it did work.
Yeah, that was a bad. There's certain things like that, man. Like, you know, something in your ear. Like, do you get the ringing? You get the tinnitus?
No.
I'm starting to get that now.
No, I got enough problems with the prostate. I'm good. You can keep the tinnitus and the gout.
But it's like, you know, just like all the headphone stuff. Like, if I try to, like, take a nap in the middle of the day or, like, go upstairs when it's super quiet in the house.
You hear it.
But luckily, we keep a sound machine on. That white noise gets rid of it. But if I'm ever in a place where it's dead quiet.
All these years with the headsets, are you one where it's loud?
What?
Do you keep the volume?
Yeah, I do. I have to have it a certain way. I'm definitely, my eyesight is as good as it's ever been. Like I could sit. It's funny. I can read stuff off of Boomer's computer.
Sure.
That he can't read without glasses from over here. And he's staring right at it.
But you're still young with the eyes.
But there's a lot of people who are young that are. You don't have glasses.
I'm not saying that. No, of course. But like when I went to the eye doctor 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was just being introduced to reading glasses. I remember she told me this is the age where most people start needing the readers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's great. My eyesight 3 years ago was fabulous. Right now, it stinks.
But the hearing is really bad.
Yeah. See, I've never gone past volume 3 ever. When I put the headset, I feel like it's preserved my ears.
Yeah, if I don't, I mean, that's probably what I should do, but it's just so important to me to have it heat sound the way it sounds that I can't turn it down.
You sound like Summers now.
By the way, I saw Steve 2 weeks ago. He was in here recording his new podcast. I know that's on your list, right, Al? The Me Here, You There podcast. He looks good.
No, he doesn't.
All right, well,
stop.
All right.
Maybe. You cannot...
I was just trying to be nice.
There's no way.
He was in great spirits.
Okay, he could be in great spirits. He could have energy.
Smile.
He doesn't. There's no way he could have looked good.
He looks good.
Yeah.
He's just still not eating.
Yeah, I mean, there's no. He's malnourished.
He is malnourished.
He's got a grayish hue about him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that he's in good spirits and energetic, but don't try to tell me he looked good.
You want to talk about good genes? I asked him how he spends his days now that he's not working full time. He said he spends a lot of his days driving his mother-in-law around. His wife's genes have to, she's like 100 and still with it. That's phenomenal.
See, that's the podcast.
How right awesome there. Is that?
That's the podcast.
I was blown away when he said
Steve
that.
Summers and his 100-year-old mother-in-law
Isn't
driving
that
around.
Isn't great, though?
Yeah,
but
no, it is.
Not only that, but like she's with it.
How's she look?
Younger than him.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.